from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that after 2 days of meetings, NATO members stood ready to step up military efforts against the Islamic State and held out hope of broadening cooperation between the West and Russia to end Syria's civil war.
A number of allies are already bringing more to this battle or are planning to increase their contributions. And yesterday, we also reaffirmed our commitment to maintain a persistent presence on NATO's eastern edge, deploying forces on land, sea, and air to provide assurance, as we have called it. Nothing that is offensive, but defensive, in order to strengthen people's sense of security.
Germany recently approved sending forces and material for non-combat support roles near the Middle East. Meanwhile, the British Parliament is set to vote Wednesday on whether to take more aggressive action against Islamic State extremists. British Prime Minister David Cameron argued that expanding the airstrikes would strengthen Britain's security.
We should answer the call from our allies. The action we propose is legal, it is necessary, and it is the right thing to do to keep our country safe.
Cameron said he wouldn't seek Parliament's backing unless he was confident of getting it. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi held talks Wednesday with President Thein Sein to discuss a smooth and peaceful transfer of power to the country's first democratically elected government after nearly 5 decades of military rule. The brief meeting was part of Aung San Suu Kyi's push for national reconciliation talks announced shortly after her NLD party scored a massive victory. VOA News.